All right. Welcome to our meeting here on September the 26th, 2018. Hard to believe we are in the last month of the third quarter. So I have just a few brief remarks. First, on our community outreach on July the 21st, Port Houston's team of volunteers participated in the third annual Oyster Reef Restoration Project, where they constructed 55 feet of new oyster bar and planted over 750 stems of cord grass to create new marsh habitat in Galveston's Sweetwater Preserve. I'm so proud of our employees for being so participatory with these community events. Is there anyone here that participated? If so, would you please stand? Come on, Tom,
stand up, Tom.
Stand up. We can give you a big hand. Jessica. That's a lot of cord grass. How many stems did you plant?
I was the oyster guy.
That's good. And on July the 30th, the MV Sam Houston celebrated its 60th anniversary. Wow, it's hard to believe that that boat is 60 years old. Commemorating six decades of public tours showcasing the Houston Ship Channel and providing educational opportunities for our citizens. Each year, nearly 30,000 visitors participate in these tours and learn more about the Houston Ship Channel and the benefits it provides to our region. We offer 10 free tours a week. Our visitors have a unique opportunity to get an up-close look at one of the busiest ports in the country. So that's terrific. Now, we all know that ships are getting larger. The investments in our channel continue to pay off as a result of the completion of the Bayport Flare, which our team worked really hard to get permitted and accomplished within very short order. And the widening and the deepening of the Bayport Channel, we're seeing very rapid growth in the size of ships calling on our container facilities. Just last week, the MSC Industry Service, which serves India and the Middle East through the Suez Canal, brought an 8,450 TEU vessel to Bayport, which has a length overall of more than 1,100 feet. And later this week, we will receive our largest container ship to date, a 9,500 TEU vessel in CMA's PEX-3 service from East Asia, a vessel that also exceeds 1,100 feet in length with a 150-foot beam. This is really great for us, sign of the future of the container industry. We have to work together to make sure that we're making the investments of time and the financial commitments necessary to assure that we remain competitive and can continue to handle these larger ships. So that's really good news. In order to do that, with this growth in larger ships that depend on Houston, we continue to highlight the needs for improvements to our channel, both deepening the channel for advanced maintenance dredging and, more importantly, widening the channel to accommodate these larger ships. Since our last Port Commission meeting, we have had several opportunities to host the top leadership of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to stress the need for widening the channel along with deepening it. Our partners with the Army Corps of Engineers have come to Houston several times to see firsthand what it looks like in our channel, which is certainly very helpful to their understanding about why we're asking that the channel not only be deepened but widened. First, we hosted Major General Scott Spellman, the Corps' Deputy Commanding General for Civil and Emergency Operations, who toured our channel by boat to witness the activity and to see the ships that were the two-way traffic within the channel and the size of the ships. In August, we had the opportunity to provide a port briefing and tour to Ryan Fisher, the Corps' Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary. Mr. Fisher is the second highest in civilian works. He got a tour on the fireboat toward Bayport. He was able to see a simulation of two ships passing in the waterway and how difficult it is for them to maneuver that at the Maritime College campus, San Jacinto Maritime College campus. Last, but certainly not least, earlier this month, we provided an aerial tour by helicopter of the entire length of the Houston Ship Channel to Mr. R.D. James, the Assistant Secretary to the Army for Civil Works. So he's the number two in command in Washington, D.C., top civilian in the Corps of Engineers. And we were able, luckily, to see two ships, two large ships in the channel that were going in opposite directions. So he was able to see the challenge with the width of the channel at its current 530 feet, requesting that it be widened to 700 feet to accommodate these larger and wider ships. So I'm certain we'll be doing some other things to continue this conversation. We look forward to working with all of you in this room to assure that we keep this channel deep and wide for our future growth. Finally, I would like to remind everyone that the next Fort Commission meeting will be on October the 30th at 9 o'clock a.m. Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald.
And I believe we have 2 months this time.
Yes. We have a June 26, 2018 regular public meeting, a July 31st, 2018 regular public meeting, and a July 31st, 2018 special Fort Commission public meeting.
Right.
And you're moving on all three.
I am.
And Commissioner Fitzgerald seconded on all three. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Minutes are passed. Next on the agenda is Port Commission committee updates. We have one from Commissioner Clyde Fitzgerald, who chairs the Pension and Benefits Committee from September the 18th, 2018.
Thank you, Chairman and committee members. We met on the Pension and Benefit Committee, was held September the 18th, 2018, and covered the following items. Presentation by Grant Thornton. Grant Thornton, our outside audit, presented the plans for 2018 restated retirement plan audit. Review of the performance for the second quarter of 2018 for both the pension plan and the OPEB trust. As of June 30th, 2018, the pension plan had assets of $181 million and the OPEB trust had assets of $67 million. During the last 12 months, the pension plan had a positive return of 6.82%, and the OPEB trust had a positive return of 6.41%. This compares favorably against our benchmark of 5.16 and actuarial assumption rate of 6.75%. The expense ratio were also favorable, with annual savings of over $1.3 million combined versus average market fees. The pension plan remains well funded with a ratio of 95.1% at the last valuation performance of 2017. Third, the annual review of the investment policies for the pension plan and the OPEB trust. Staff and our pension consultants at ANCO Consulting reviewed the current investment policies and recommended minor revisions. The committee concurred with the proposed revisions, including today's agenda as item 1 through 3 and 1-4. Discussions regarding proposed changes to the 457B deferred compensation plan and the 401A defined contribution plan. Our staff and our consultants, ANCO Consulting, reviewed the current plan structures with Nationwide and have negotiated changes to benefit plan participants. The committee recommends approval of proposed changes to the 457B and the 401A plans, including amending agreements with Nationwide as necessary to incorporate the changes and delegating authorities to staff to implement a new investment menu as reflected in item 1-5 on the agenda today. Recommendations and proposals for the 2019 Employee and Retiree Benefit Program. Staff and our benefit consultants, Lockton, presented an analysis comparing the current fully insured program versus adopting a new self-funded program. Total expected savings from moving to the self-funding is predicted to be approximately $582,000 annually. The committee agreed with staff and Lockton recommendations to move to a self-funded program as reflected in item M2 on today's agenda, and further action for award of stop-loss insurance and funding for anticipated claims during 2019. Proposed adoption of the plan document and summary plan description for the Port Authority's OPEB Trust. These documents were discussed and staff plans to present them to the full Port Commission at the next meeting for consideration. Madam Chairman, that concludes my report, but I would like to personally commend, on behalf of the committee, all of the port staff and all the hard work that they do with our benefit program and the work they did to come up with the self-insurance policy, which we've all talked about for a long time, and I want to commend them for the work they do.
Great job.
I agree.
Thank you. And our committee did vote to recommend it to the full commission.
Yes.
So I would ask Commissioner Corgi, if we can go ahead and take this out of order, I would entertain a motion from Commissioner Corgi on items M1 through 3.
I would like to move to accept M1 through 3. And I would also like to add what Commissioner Fitzgerald said, that the staff did a great job, as did Lockton. And I think this is a huge move for the port going forward.
Yes.
That we're really going to save a lot of money, be able to deliver more cost-effective benefits to our employees.
Well said. A second. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Congratulations, Commissioner Fitzgerald. Okay, so next we have appearances. Who has signed up to speak?
Not for this meeting. That's for the PAL board meeting.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Is there anyone that would like to speak to the commission? All right. Next, we have, well, isn't that under appearances or?
Roger.
Gilda, is there somebody here?
Yes. Cindy Garza Roberts with Comcast is here.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she signed up to that.
I didn't. I'm so sorry.
Okay, my mistake. My mistake. Okay. Please.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Technology.
Thank you for allowing me to be here this morning. I'm here to present the chairman of the board, Janice Longoria, with a very special award that she received last Friday. Many of you were unable to attend, but we thought we'd make this morning a very special morning. As all of us know, not only is she committed to the port and her duties here at the port as chairman, but she's also extremely committed to giving back to Houston's Hispanic community and the overall city of Houston. This month, we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month throughout the entire country, particularly here in Houston. And Janice was awarded with the Outstanding Hispanic Heroes Award for her commitment to the city. We have seen this city grow through the years, certainly, and more importantly, grow through diversity. We're very pleased that Janice represents our Hispanic community, but more importantly, represents the entire city of Houston throughout our country. So Janice, on behalf of Comcast, we thank you for being an outstanding Houston Hispanic hero.
Thank you. And Cindy, before you go, would you please tell everybody what your position is? With
yes, absolutely. I'm sorry. I am the Director of Community Impact for Comcast for the entire Houston division. So thank you again.
It was announced at the event, and you got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
I have been in this position for a whole week. Yesterday was a week. So.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you, and congratulations again.
Thank
you for all you do.
Thank you. All right, so on to staff reports. Mr. Gunther, do you have some selected financial and operational matters?
I do, Chairman. Thank you, and congratulations on that award. I promise to be brief today. We've got a long agenda, but I will provide some of the highlights of our operation continuing activities that we have. Through August, we continue to have strong results across our public facilities. Overall tonnage for the year, port-wide, is 27.6 million tons, an 8% increase over 2017. Steel tonnage has remained steady, up 29% versus last year. The August container volume has remained solid. I'm going to pause with any comparisons to last August, because if you recall, it would be kind of skewed because we lost the last week of August in 2017. to Harvey, but year-to-date, our activity continues to be strong with a port-wide increase of container volume of 11%, being pushed by a 10% increase in loaded container volume for the year versus last year. So across the board, continued strong growth. And kind of an example of our growing demand, if you'll remember, in July, I reported that we had our record on a single vessel in our history of 4,800 vessel lifts. We've shattered that twice since then, the most recent being 5,700 moves handled on one of our East Asian ships, very productively and efficiently, I might add. And we're going to see this continue to grow. As Chairman mentioned earlier, the ships get larger, so tremendous growth and activity across our wharf. Also, since we met in last July, we're pleased to announce that we've received three more ship-to-shore cranes, that some of the commissioners were there for that event, as well as 10 new RTGs to ensure that we have the ability to continue to handle the cargo that's increasing in demand. And we move forward, as you'll see today, as several items on the agenda that are being recommended for your consideration, advertising for proposals to redevelop the container yards at Barber's Cut and Barber's Cut 1 and 2, award the planning and design of the next phase of development at Bayport, and the recommendation to construct the rail spur into Bayport container facility. So we continue to make those investments ongoing to meet demand. And the last thing that I'll say from the break bulk front, we next week remind you all that we are a sponsor of the break bulk convention here in Houston. It's going to attract people from thousands of people from across the country, around the world, and hopefully have the opportunity to create some business ventures here in Houston. So we'll be there in force and look forward to that once again here in Houston. So that's all I have to say.
Well, if I could just say two things, and that is I really commend our commercial division and our staff for having secured an annual break bulk conference in Houston. It used to be held in New Orleans and other places, and it's now every year going to be in Houston, which is really good for our city, really good for our community, and certainly for our reputation, because we've been a great host of the break bulk convention, and it's the largest in the world from the standpoint of break bulk. So I'm very proud of that. And secondly, Mr. Gunther, I'm not aware of any other private or public organizations that are growing at 12% a year. We've had overall growth in our tonnage of 12% last year, which included containers. I think we had 13% growth in containers alone. And it appears that we're on track to meet or exceed that performance. And so I want to give you and your staff great credit for the incredible job you've done to grow our port, to make the strategic investments, recommendations to the commission about strategic investments that continue that trajectory forward so that we can continue these opportunities for prosperity for our region, for the state, for the nation. And you guys have done a great job, and I'm very proud of that.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Madam Chairman, if I may take this opportunity, I see a lot of container carriers here today.
Yes, sir.
And general cargo.
And general cargo. But I'm happy to announce that our leadership is with the carriers in New Jersey today, signing a new 6-year extension to the contract, which means we have 6 more years of labor peace in this port. And along with that, I know that Commissioner Dean Corgi has, with the tugboat workers, have agreed to a new 5-year contract.
3-year contract.
3-year contract.
Congratulations.
So,
and they're also going to be going into a building program. They're going to add 12 more brand new vessels. We're going to have the most modern, efficient fleet of tugs in the world, and of course the best operators.
Right. So I just wanted to say that since all the good things that's happening in Port of Houston, we can look forward to 6 more years of labor relations.
That's fantastic. Are there container carriers? Can I ask the representatives of the container carriers please to stand? We're We're so happy to have you here, and thank you for your continued support and for your business. And I also want to recognize the pilots that are here. They're certainly our partners in this endeavor and assure safety, navigational safety of growing container vessels in our channel. So we all work together. The good news here is that we're all partners together in this endeavor, and I'm very, very proud of the way we work together so collegially. General Cargo people here today.
Yes, please.
Please stand. I want to recognize you. All right, and if any of you have anything to say, I'm certainly happy to hear it. No. Okay. Next, on to the agenda under executive. Item one is to renew the Port Authority's corporate membership in the American Association of Port Authorities in the amount recommended in that item. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Brandt, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under commercial, item one, approve a two-year, three-month contract with Flensburg and Associates GmbH for trade development activities on our behalf in Europe, the Mediterranean, and selected countries in Africa and the Middle East in an amount not to exceed $281,250.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries.
John, introduce.
Oh, okay. John, would you please introduce the people with Flensburg and Associates GmbH?
First of all, I want to thank the Commission for approving this initiative to establish our representation in Europe. That'll put us closer to our account base and to our carrier base. And I'd like to introduce Mr. Anders Flensburg, the newest member of the Port of Houston team. Anders, you can stand up, please.
Thank you, Joe.
Congratulations.
Well, let me just state that this is a wish that has for a long time, for decades, been on top of my wish list to represent your port and community abroad. I consider it a highlight of my career, and I cannot wait to get started.
Can I just say, though, sitting here during this meeting, and welcome, we're just so glad to have you on board. I now understand why he was smiling at me. That's great. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, so now we are on to leases. I will take items 2 through 7 together.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under finance, items 1A through S, I will take together.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under general, item 2, authorize the Port Authority to enter into a master intergovernmental cooperative purchasing agreement with the National Intergovernmental Purchasing Alliance Company to join its cooperative purchasing program.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy. Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3, adopt an amended investment policy for the Port Authority restated retirement plan. I think that Commissioner Fitzgerald had mentioned that. So he moves it, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Same with item 4. Are you moving that one, Commissioner Fitzgerald?
Yes. Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And item 5 is to approve changes to the Port Authority's Deferred Compensation 457B plan, as discussed by Commissioner Fitzgerald in his presentation. Are you moving that?
I will move that also.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. On to port security and emergency operations. Item 1 is to rescind the prior award to Bearcom Wireless and award the purchase and installation of a broadband antenna tracking system to comprehensive communication services using the Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchasing Program in an amount not to exceed $96,000, with an estimated net cost to the Port Authority after Federal Emergency Management Agency Port Security Grant reimbursement of $24,000, which is 25% of the total cost. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What was the original award for?
He wants to know why it was rescinded.
Well, you rescinded.
Yes.
Tom.
Would you like to?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Originally, in December of 2017, it was awarded to Vericom by the Fourth Commission. In doing so, we were piggybacking on a Harris County contract with Vericom. Harris County has since rescinded that contract. We came back to commission in June with an RFP package. You gave us permission to advertise as an RFP. We took it to procurement, and they did a great job of finding us a cooperative. They could do it for the same price. So here we are today, rescinding the award from December and requesting you to cooperate.
Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2, enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Morgan's Point for security services for 1 year in an amount not to exceed $24,720.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under infrastructure, item 1, reject and re-advertise for competitive seal proposals for the renovation of the executive office building at Turning Basin Terminal.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy,
seconded
by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2, reject and re-advertise for competitive seal proposals for the rehabilitation of Wharf 3 at Barber's Cut Terminal, include the construction of electrical and telecommunications infrastructure at Container Yards 4, 5, and 6 at Barber's Cut Terminal.
Motion.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Branch.
I have a question on that one.
Yes, sir.
Or is this simply because we're adding some other stuff to it? Isn't that the deal?
We are amending the scope of the work, but we did receive only one
bid
for what I consider is a major project.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Under awards, amendments, and change orders, item 3, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in the amount not to exceed $800,000 to perform construction material testing services during construction of Container Yard 7 at Bayport Container Terminal to the top-ranked proposer. In order of ranking, first, Terracon Consultant, second, Obelis Engineering, and third, HVJ Associates, Inc.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 4, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $5,932,558 to plan and design the construction of the east end at Bayport Container Terminal to the top-ranked proposer in order of staff ranking. First, Lockwood, Andrews, and Noonan. Second, RPS Group, Inc., and third, TSC Engineering.
Motion, staff recommendation.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 5, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $850,290 for analysis and design for rehabilitation and repair of Wharf 2 at Manchester Terminal to the top-ranked proposers in order of staff ranking. First, Dannenbaum Engineering Corporation. Second, CH2M Hill. Third, Berger ABAM.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner
Branch.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 6. Approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a construction contract in an amount not to exceed $13,559,761 to construct a rail spur at Bayport Container Terminal to the top-ranked proposer in order of staff ranking. First, Fused Industries Limited. Second, McCarthy Building Companies.
Move staff recommendation.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 7, amend the professional services contract with Lockwood, Andrews, and Noonan to perform construction phase services for the construction of rail spur at Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $155,036.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 8 is to award a construction contract to 40 Construction Company to repair the deck and backup pavement at wharfs number 1, 2, and 3 at Jacinto Port Terminal in an amount not to exceed $398,895.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. You have a question?
Is this the company that we're in litigation with?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Any other questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 9, authorize an interlocal agreement with Texas Commission on Environmental Quality to receive grant funding in an amount not to exceed $500,000 under the Port Authority Studies and Pilot Program, not obligating the Port Authority to provide matching funds.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 10, authorize an agreement with ExxonMobil Pipeline Company to provide inspection and oversight work associated with the Praxair Inc. Pipeline Corridor relocation at Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $250,000.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under General, approve for filing in the public records a restrictive covenant for groundwater maintenance and monitoring as reflected in that item.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 12, enter into month-to-month lease agreements with 2+ of Texas and store lease vans under the Houston-Galveston Area Council Metro Van Program for an additional 1-year period.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy.
Question, is this for the program to get our employees to work?
Yes. Okay. We have 4 vans, 25 riders. They pay for the gas and the fee.
It's a great program. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under permits, licenses, and pipeline easements, I'm going to take items 13 through 16 together.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Item carries. Under operations, item 1, L1, reject the bid and authorize the re-advertisement for competitive sealed bids for purchase of 150,000-pound vehicle lift for Bayport Container Terminal.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carried. Under awards, amendments, and change orders, item 2, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a 2-year contract in an amount not to exceed $505,000 for purchase of structural inspection services for 17 wharf cranes at Barber's Cut Terminal and Bayport Container Terminal to the top-ranked proposer in order of ranking. First, World International Testing, Inc. Second, Allotus Americas, Inc. And third, Dunham Engineering, Inc.
Motion, staff recommendation.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a 2-year contract in an amount not to exceed $200,000 for purchase of replacement and spare parts for Calmore, Ottawa yard tractors at Barber's Cut Terminal and Bayport Container Terminal to the top-ranked proposer in order of staff ranking. First, Yard Mule Specialists, Inc., and second, Marine Techno Services, LLC.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 4, award a 2-year contract to Powerline Solutions, Inc. to perform electrical repair services to high-mast poles at Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $150,000.
Motion
to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And so I am going to take items 5 through 11 together, which are awards or purchase orders.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Item 12, approve a change order to Texas Air Systems for monthly rental of 50-ton air-cooled chiller units at Barber's Cut Terminal, Bayport Container Terminal, and Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed $50,650.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 13, approve a change order to A.J. Hurt Jr., doing business as Relidyne, for purchase of unleaded gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel for Barber's Cut Terminal, Bayport Container Terminal, and Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed $1,200,000. Moved by
Motion.
Commissioner Kennedy.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch.
I have a question on that one. Are you just extending it out? Is it the same contract? Is that what you're trying to do here? $1,200,000 change order on gasoline.
Yes, at the current rates, because the estimate that we had as far as the, mainly the usage, I believe, Paulo, of fuel.
Yes. Yeah.
Gone down.
It's gone up.
It's gone up. And, you know, we've gotten a lot more cranes and we missed the estimate. So we want to extend until we put this out for bid again.
Correct. The contract ends at December 31st. And we just need this money to carry us through.
Carry us through the end of the year.
Exactly. While we bid out a new contract.
Thank you, Paolo. Okay.
Which you approved earlier under
right.
1E.
We got the permission to go out already.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under general, item 14, amend Port Authority tariffs numbers 14 and 15 to implement rules for container draying services between Barber's Cut Terminal, Rail Ramp, and the Bayport Container Terminal, and the applicable rates for such new service effective October the 1st, 2018.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor.
Could we get a little more explanation on what this is?
Yes.
What this does
Roger,
for us?
Tom, who else?
Sure. We have, it's been a priority and a strategic initiative of ours to better serve inland destinations, particularly by rail. Barber's Cut has a rail facility. Bayport does not. So this is just a measure by which we want to provide a service to move a container to and from the rail at a competitive and efficient rate with our own staff, managed by our operations people, and we plan to do so to encourage and just give the option for our carriers to get a box and connect to a UP rail service that currently calls once a week to and from Dallas. And we're hopeful that it will create even more opportunities and encourage more use of rail to and from Dallas from our facility. So, you know, Jeff and Ryan and their team have worked on a way to just offer to our carriers you know, just what we think is a very competitive rate to move the containers to the rail from Bayport.
Laudable.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Any other questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under people, the only item we have left that we haven't already approved is item 4, amend the agreement with ProView Advanced Solutions to extend the term for 1 year through December 31st, 2019 for employee and retiree benefits and payroll integration services in an amount not to exceed $81,181.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under technology, item 1, issue a purchase order to AT&T Wireless for purchase of wireless voice and data services using Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $520,000 through December the 31st of 2023.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under item 2, issue a purchase order to Verizon Wireless for purchase of wireless voice and data services using Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $520,000 through December 31st, 2023.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3, issue a purchase order to NetSync Network Solutions for purchase of consulting services, software licenses, and computer hardware to create a virtual desktop infrastructure environment at the new disaster recovery site using Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $125,000.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Well, we got through that in record speed, so we are now going to recess this public meeting to move into executive session.
to be in a closed meeting as permitted by the Open Meetings Act and Government Code to conduct private consultation with attorneys, including consultation regarding the industrial water supply agreement. The city of Pasadena, Texas, and a proposed amendment to
the can't generate the revenue.
Meyer, PC.
Yes, unless you
deliberate
start
regarding real estate, including deliberation.
But you know, in addition to which, that the mayor does
the city properties, economic development negotiations,
West.
Yeah. Employment evaluation of public employees, including
I didn't get 25% raises on these contracts.
In open session, Commissioner Meese, do you have an item?
I do. For property purchase, I move to authorize the Port Authority to purchase property in the vicinity of the Turning Basin Terminal from MJ Partners Limited, Milo L. Strickland, and Janeth E. Strickland, and separate property in the same vicinity from Port Steel Land Properties, LLC, on the terms discussed in the executive session, and authorize the executive director to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Seconded by...
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Commissioner Fitzgerald, do you have an item?
I move to authorize the Port Authority to amend this agreement for legal services with Andrew Meyer, PC, on the terms discussed in executive session, and to authorize the executive director to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. That concludes the business for this September meeting of the Port Commission. Our next meeting is on October the 30th. We look forward to seeing you then. This meeting is adjourned.